Legends 92.9 now brings you
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware.
The program you're listening to is called Lyrics and Legends. We got a really good one coming up today. In the studio with us is J.W. Lane's mother, Cheryl Lane, is in the studio. J.W.'s in the background along with Matt and Floyd and the whole crew, and we're going to look forward to finding out where she came from, where she's going, and what happened all in between. So, how's it going, Cheryl?
It's going great. I'm glad I'm finally here.
Yeah, it took a little doing. We had you all set up, and then some kind of bug hit or something. And
yes.
Anyway, so we had to reschedule, that and it story. Took us a while to get back together, but we got you in the studio, so we're excited.
Me too.
Brought your sound man and
I did.
Driver with you, Floyd, so who is also the sound man for J.W. Lane and County Road X, and he's been traveled across the country doing music gigs with the band. So we're glad you're here. Cheryl, tell me a little bit where you grew up. Somebody may not know. So.
Well, I tell people that I'm a relative newcomer around here because I've only been here about, 35 years or so.
Was it related to the oil boom or was it?
No, actually my folks were out in Arizona and then we moved back here.
From Arizona.
I was born in Midland. And then when I was a little girl, we moved out to West Texas. And when I say West Texas, I mean down on the Rio Grande.
All right. So was your family from this area or?
Daddy's from Montague County, down close to Bowie.
Okay.
And then mother is from over near Throckmorton, Texas, a little town called Woodson. Where she grew up. She stayed right there. Now, Daddy, they migrated from Montague County out to West Texas a lot when he was growing up.
There is a lot of bloodline in Wheeler County that comes from down in Montague County. The more people I talk to, it seems like everybody's like, oh, yeah, we came from down around Montague County. There's even, I think, some of my wife's family's there, but mine's all from Oklahoma, so that doesn't count. That's a whole other deal. So you grew up kind of down around Midland and West Texas and out in there, and then Arizona.
Mm-hmm. All yes, right. Sir.
How'd you end up in Wheeler County?
Well, after a gig in Arizona for a while, my growing-up years were out in Arizona. And then my folks moved back to Allison, and I kind of just followed them. And then I found this handsome guy, and I decided to stay.
So that would have been in 1984?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
So what were you doing in Allison when you met this guy?
Oh, I worked over at the hospital in Wheeler, and because my parents had come there, well, I did too.
And Floyd came in with a broken heart, and you fixed it up,
actually,
right?
I had to go get cheeseburgers from the Lane Cafe, and that's where I met him.
Oh, okay. All right. Everybody that is a old timer always knew about the lanes over there. And
they're famous.
All right.
Granny hamburgers, they were famous.
See, my wife's got a little history from over that part of the country, too. My wife is Evans.
Okay.
So Forrest was her grandpa. And Johnny Grayson tells a story about her great-grandpa, A.B. Evans, who I don't think can see much past the front of the truck, running into a train out there when the trains were still coming through. And anyway, he got out of his truck, and I guess the guy got out of the train, and he waved at him and said, "You fix yours, and I'll fix mine." And A.B. got in the truck and drove off and left. Happened right by the old feed store over there. So.
Well, that's just right up street from us then. Oh, mercy.
So, anyway, so you got to Allison in 84 and met Floyd and... then you decided that was a place you wanted to be, but somewhere along the way you picked up some music. Where'd all that?
Oh, that all started in my family way before I came along.
All right. Talk a little bit about that.
My grandpa played music, and my aunts, and like I said, my daddy can sing. Oh, he just break your heart how he can sing. But he didn't ever care to do it in public. And when I was a little girl, we moved out to West Texas. And I always thought that we moved out there because Daddy wanted to get away from people in Nashville and Hollywood that were trying to make him a big cowboy star. Because mother would ask him, why don't you sing for the people? And he'd say, I don't want to sing for the people. But he had sing to us girls.
Now, his your maiden name's Love, right?
Yes, so we were the Loves from Valentine, Texas.
All right, Valentine, Texas. Yes. All right.
It was pretty awesome. That was where my first memories. When you're a little kid and you think, well, now when did I start remembering things? Well, that's where it was.
All right.
It's when we lived out in Valentine and we didn't have TV and we didn't get radio very often. So we kind of entertained ourselves out there. And like I said, Daddy sang a lot.
I always like to tell people how mistreated I was growing up. I only had 3 channels on TV when I was a kid, JW. It was rough.
That was rough.
We were growing up, we didn't have many more.
That's because I censored them all, son.
She was trying to protect you. You're delicate, yeah. Hey, we want to get into some music before we go too far.
Okay.
You got a song picked out for us?
I do. I want to sing a little bit of one that my daddy used to sing to me. I won't sing all of it because it's definitely a guy's song. It's a daddy song.
All right. Well, you sing as much as you want, so. What's the name of this? Wait, you got to stop. She was
George
ready to go.
George Jones, Ragged But I'm Right.
And George Jones, huh? Yeah.
I start an awful lot of songs just like this. Well, I've come here to tell you folks I'm ragged, but I'm right. I'm a tramp and a rambler. I stay out late at night. A porterhouse steak 3 times a day for my board. That's more than any loafer in this big town can afford. A big electric fan to keep me cool while I sleep. A little baby boy to play around daddy's feet. I'm a rambler and a gambler. I lead every life. I tell you folks I'm ragged, but I'm right. Of course, he'd say little girls. Instead of a little baby boy.
All right. So, you have any idea who wrote that?
I do not.
We may have to do the Google on that.
Oh, yes. See who, that would be good.
Who wrote that?
You know what? Speaking of Google, back when I was in college, I'm kind of skipping around here, but when I was in college,
that's the
we
format.
Didn't have
we skip around.
Google. And I made money for a few of the guys on the rodeo team because they'd find me and they'd say, who wrote this or who sung that country song? And I knew most of the time. So I was their friend. That came in handy.
We have contests. Jim's got a book. He cheats, but he doesn't even use Google. He just has the book over here with every song ever written and how it charted and all kinds of good stuff.
How neat is that?
George wrote that? All right, we're going to give him credit then. What was funny is on the Facebook thing today, somebody was made a comment that if you're going to cover Tennessee whiskey, you need to stop giving credit to Chris Stapleton and give credit to George.
Amen.
But then somebody else chimed in and said, you know, George didn't write that, did you? So anyway, but George was the first one to make it a big hit. And I'm a Chris Stapleton fan too, so I don't know.
Oh yes, he did a great job.
Yeah, that's a good song.
But I'm the same way. When I hear somebody refer to it as a Chris Stapleton song, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, I did the same thing on Jerry Jeff Walker and Johnny Grayson. You know Johnny pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's like, that's a Guy Clark song. Well, Jerry Jeff's the one that got the hit with it. So anyway, all right, Cheryl, so your dad used to sing to you girls. How many siblings do you have?
I have 4 siblings. I have 3 sisters and a brother.
Oh, man, I feel sorry for that guy. So
did he.
So are you the baby of the family?
Oh, no, I'm the oldest.
Oh, you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest, so girls, I am the boss.
All right, so you had to crack the whip and
sure.
Did y'all do a lot of family music growing up, you and your sisters and brother? Or?
You know what? Really, all of them can sing. They really can. But Wanda and I were the ones that were not quite so shy about it. Okay. And even back then, Wayne, my brother, he didn't sing a whole lot at home when we were kids. It wasn't until much later that he decided that he wanted to give a stab at it. And he's awesome, by the way.
is he?
He is great. And you've got a CD there. You'll find out for yourself.
All right. Well, since we're kind of on the family deal, let's talk a little bit about his CD, and then maybe we can listen to something off of it.
All right. That would be great.
All right. So.
In 2003, I believe, he decided that he had enough songs written, because he wrote quite a few of them, and he's written a lot since, that we would put it on a CD, and I had the honor of getting to help him with some
of
the songs.
Where does he live? His name is A.W.
Love.
Love.
But I'll call him Wayne, because the A.W. thing came in later, and I always called him Wayne when we were growing up. So we went into the studio at Amarillo, but he now lives down close to Winthorst, Texas, and he's a ranch foreman down there.
Oh, okay. So I went to the studio in Amarillo in 2003 and recorded this West Texas Dreams CD.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's listen to something off of this. And,
okay.
Are you on it?
I am on it.
That'd be handy since we're interviewing you. You want to do Sarah Brown? Is that
you know what? I love Sarah Brown because it is a ghost story and a true story as well. So that tells you where my stance is on if I believe in ghosts or not. But when he was singing it for us, and before he ever did the CD, I said, wouldn't it be cool if we could make it sound like there's a ghost in this song? And so we tried it, and sure enough, it worked, and it was pretty well. I think it's pretty cool, and I bet y'all will.
All right. We're going to listen to Sarah Brown off this CD. It's titled West Texas Dreams. And we call him Wayne Love, but on the CD, it's A.W. Love. So we're going to listen to that, and we'll be right back in just a minute with more of Cheryl Lane.
I was working for a ranch back in 88 or 9, and I was prowling first calf heifers on the smokehouse at the time. My horse was acting silly, he thought he'd seen a bear. The wind was blowing hard, and he was smelling of the air. I thought I heard a woman's voice moaning in the wind. Stopped to roll a cigarette where the smokehouse makes a bend. As I smoked, I led my pony into the winter breeze. Tried to track the crying noise drifting through the trees. I found two lonely tombstones together on the ground. On one it just said baby, on the other Sarah Brown. I called this old cow puncher that night when I got in and asked him who this Sarah was and if he knew her kin. He said she was his uncle's wife on his mama's side. The baby died right after birth. A few days later, Sarah died. Labor was a hard one, but she never quit the fight. Started late one evening and lasted through the night. Her husband helped the best he could, but sometimes things go wrong. A little girl was born that night, but didn't last too long. Sarah lost a lot of blood, her body tired and weak. Drifted for two painful days in and out of sleep. Started doing better. She seemed to be okay. Her husband finally told her the little girl passed away. The tragic news was just too much for Sarah's mind to bear. She held a doll that she had made and combed its golden hair. One night her husband jumped from bed when he heard Sarah scream. He went in to check on her and wake her from her dreams. But she was gone, so he went out to look for her outside. Through the cold and windy darkness, he could hear his Sarah's cries. He find her frozen body resting in eternal sleep right beside the baby girl he buried near the creek. That was 90 years ago, but every now and then someone hears a woman's voice crying in the wind. Perhaps it's just a coyote, say folks in disbelief, but maybe it's the haunting moan of a broken spirit's grief.
The program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. We've got Cheryl Lane in the studio with us today, and we're learning a little bit about the life and the legend, Cheryl Lane. The mother of J.W. Lane. And song.
Jimmy and Lori.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy and Lori. Yeah, we got to get everybody in. So, hey, Jimmy is welcome to come over. As a matter of fact, I hit J.W. I was like, you get Jimmy to come over here. And he's like, I don't know about that. So, anyway, we may have to work on that one of these days. And your daughter's name?
Lori.
Lori. So, where is Lori at?
Lori and her family live in Arkansas, just north of Conway, Arkansas.
So she married somebody local?
She did, but then they went there about, 10 years ago. They moved there for job reasons.
Oldfield. All right. Down there. So anyway, that song we just listened to was called Sarah Brown. That was off your brother's CD that you were a part of. And then we were talking a little bit earlier about your influences, and you said your dad was a pretty big influence on you and that he loved to sing, but he wasn't really a public performer maybe. But you and your sister, probably a little bit different story though, right?
Well, we did. It was kind of the long way around for me. When I was a little girl, I could remember sitting around with my dad's sisters and their husbands, who were incredibly talented guys. And we'd have just Saturday night picking and grinning at somebody's house just nearly every Saturday night. This was before we moved to Arizona, and we'd come back from out west. And there was a couple of years there that we lived close to them. So that was great. I'd wake up. I'd be a little girl, and I'd wake up, and I'd be under the coffee table because that's where I'd crawled to listen to him playing music. So we did that, and I was exposed to music a lot. And then when we did move back to civilization, and we did have a radio and a record player and everything, I mean, music was just there all the time. And then when we moved out to Arizona, we moved to Scottsdale, Arizona, in a matter of 2 years from moving from the middle of nowhere in Texas. So
right.
That was a culture shock, to say the least. And I loved Arizona, but how do I say this? I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings who might be in Arizona, but it just wasn't the right environment for the kind of music that I was used to doing.
Right.
And so it wasn't welcomed as much as what I'd been used to. So it kind of went on the shelf, and
right.
I didn't do it. And quite frankly, I was a fish out of water.
Right.
Out there.
Right.
And I got shy, and it was a new place, and these people were different, and so I didn't do it as much.
Right.
In those early years. Now, my sister Wanda, that girl can sing, and she also writes, and I'm going to have you play one, I think, for him here in a little while that she wrote.
All right.
And it was great.
I was going to ask, now, you and her did music together, was it professionally? Because it seems like I remember, like, back in the mid-80s, some newspaper stuff in the Wheeler Times about maybe you guys trying to...
Oh, you know what? You did, because we had, when Wanda was in high school out at Allison, we had a little bluegrass festival out there to raise money for the junior and senior class.
Okay.
And so we had musicians come in, and so we did put on a show out there.
Okay.
At all Allison, right. And it was in the paper.
All right.
And we did. When I was in high school, we did do some radio stuff. We went and we were on the Sunset Gardener Show in Apache Junction, Arizona. And
Sunset Gardener. That is too cool. I may change my name.
He was awesome. We did go to a lot of concerts when we were out in Arizona. And one evening, we went over to the professional baseball stadium over in Phoenix. Got to see a lot of stars that night. Among them was Porter Wagoner and his new girl singer, Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow.
And it was awesome. And after the show, it was nothing doing that I was going to go get autographs from all these stars. We did that a lot. I don't even have any more of those autographs. I don't know, but it was fun at the time.
How sad.
Well, I was standing in line, and when the sun goes down in Phoenix in the desert, it gets cold. It seemed cold to me. And I was standing there, and Dolly walked by. She was a newcomer. Nobody was bothering her for an autograph, but I did. Miss Barton, can I have your autograph? And she came over and gladly was signing whatever paper I had. And she said, well, sugar, you are freezing to death. You're just shivering. I said, well, I'll be all right. And she said, no, you won't. And she reached across her shoulders and took off the most beautiful cashmere sweater that I've ever seen and put it on me.
Oh, wow.
She did. And if you didn't think that I wasn't Miss Something out there with this gorgeous cashmere sweater on, it had little pearl buttons on it, and it was the softest thing. I don't think I've ever felt anything ever softer, even ever since.
So wish you could have grabbed it and ran or something.
Well... No, I was looking for her when that was over, and I gave it back to her, and I knew she was going to be famous one of these days, and she's done so many awesome things since she did get rich and famous, and I haven't seen her since because I can't afford to, quite frankly, but of all the cool things, charitable things that she's done, in my mind, the night she made me feel like the princess of everything stands out as the very best one.
That's pretty awesome. That's a great story.
But when we were in Arizona, and I'll tell you this other little quick story, I decided I was going to be in a talent show. I'm eighth grade, and I was going to be in a talent show. And the guy that was organizing it, the teacher, he said, okay, Cheryl, what do you want to sing? I said, I want to sing Your Cheating Heart. And he said, well, you're in eighth grade, and that's kind of inappropriate, and your peers would probably like something different than that. It was a different style that they might like. Well, Glenn Campbell had covered a song called Less of Me. Less of Me had been, and I can't even tell you who it was in the folk scene who did it, because I didn't listen to that.
All right.
And so I tried to learn Less of Me, and it was a neat song, and I might even try to learn it again one of these days, but I tried to learn it as best I could, but when I got up on the stage, I was nervous wreck, kind of like right now. And I got up there, and the curtain opened, and I stared out at all my peers, and they were staring back at me, and I went, you're cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Then I made the mistake of looking over at the teacher. And his face was red, and you could, it was like the cartoon. You could almost see that smoke coming out of his ears. And he's like, "What are you doing?" So needless to say, it went downhill from there. And I don't know if to this day I have ever lived that down.
Well, I like it. I think you.
Thank you.
That's a whole lot better.
I've always been kind of known to walk my own pathway, even if it's wrong. I can walk it. And my mom also wrote songs and still does, and she's a fantastic songwriter. But as unfortunately, and I love you, Mama, and she won't mind me telling, she can't carry a tune in a bucket. There's not one big enough. So what she'd do was she would have Wanda and I to try to put music to her songs. But if it wasn't like what she was hearing in her head, sometimes there was a lot of tears and strife over these songs, I promise. But there were a few of them that worked out pretty well. And one of them is called Walking with Elaine.
Walking with Elaine. All right. And you've got that on a CD.
I do.
It misses you and Wanda.
A few years ago, I made this little CD, and most of it is cover songs except for Walking with Elaine and then one that my sister wrote. And I'll tell you how that CD came about. We had a friend. His name is Ernest Key. We still have our friend Ernest Key. He lives in Frisch, Texas, and he records. And for years, we'd see him out at Mobidi at the festival and everything, and he'd say, "Cheryl, I want to record you so bad." And I'd say, "Yeah, we'll get to it one of these days. We're going to do that."
I know that feeling.
Yeah. You do know that feeling. Well, one day a few years ago, we were at the festival in Mobidi, and he said, "Cheryl, we need to get that recording done." And I said, "I know it. We do." And he said, "I brought my stuff." So we went down to my mom and dad's house. They weren't home. There in Mobidi, turned off all the air conditioners in the last weekend of July. And we recorded this little CD, and then Ernest took it home and did wonders with it. I named it Spur of the Moment.
Yeah.
Spur of the Moment.
Yeah.
It was done that way.
I got my stuff here. Let's go do it. Yeah.
Yes. And it's fantastic. It's just me and the guitar and Mr. Floyd Lane over here helping me with some vocals, which is cool.
Hey, I've heard him do that.
Yes.
That is good.
So we got this little CD made, and Walking with Elaine is the first song on there.
All right, we're going to listen to that right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Cheryl Lane.
He grew up in a little country town where everybody knows their neighbor's name. And as his years of high school came around, he began to go walking with Elaine. People smile when they saw them together walking down some little country lane. He asked her then if she'd be his forever, for he loved to go walking with Elaine. But fate sometimes steps in and changes plans, and she never did get to wear his wedding band. In another time and place, we met each other, and for many, many years I've borne his name. And though never been unfaithful, now and then he goes walking with Elaine. In his mind, he goes walking. walking with Elaine.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends in the Studio with Cheryl Lane. That song we just listened to, Walking with Elaine, was written by your mother. Talk about that a little bit.
Mother has written quite a few songs, and most of them are just awesome songs. And she was talking about all that with my dad's brother's wife, my Aunt Elaine, whose name was Elaine Walker. And she happened to grow up in the same little town that Mother did. And Aunt Elaine said, why don't you write a song about me? So Mother came up with Walking with Elaine, and that's how that song came about.
Okay.
Cool. Yes, it's pretty cool. But sometimes Wanda and I just couldn't, and there are still songs that we're still struggling with all these years later that we just can't get them how Mother likes to hear them in her mind. Most of the time we tried, but sometimes we just couldn't get it. And one of these songs is called A Lifetime Ago, and it's a great song, and I love it. Mother heard it in her head. It was mournful. It was sad. It came right out of nowhere, a face I used to know. I never thought I'd see him again. There was a time when he was mine, and I loved him so. But friend, that was a lifetime ago. And sometimes the story was that Cheryl just didn't want to do it that way. So Mother finally sent this song to my brother Wayne. And here's how it came back. We love you, Mama. Well, it came right out of nowhere, a face I used to know. I never thought I'd see that boy again. There was a time when he was mine, and I sure loved him so. But friend, that was a long lifetime ago. In a different world, I was his girl. He said he'd never go. He found someone new. It made me blue because I loved him so. You can't hold back years or unshed tears, and the winds of time do blow. And you're left hanging on memories from a lifetime ago. You can't hold back years or unshed tears, and the winds of time will blow. And you're left hanging on to memories from a lifetime ago.
That's a little more, not quite
got some, a little more of a kick.
Not
to
quite
it
so mournful,
there.
Huh? Yeah. I like that. That's really good.
Oh,
so
gracious.
Which one was she happier with?
Oh, she definitely liked the way she heard it in her mind better. That's why I said, I love you, Mama.
All right. That's too good. So we're in the studio with Cheryl Lane and visiting about her and finding out about her music. Now, you guys, 84 or so, you said you came back or came to Allison. You and your sister have done some music together, and you also recorded some with your brother Wayne. Kind of where is all is it gone from? Are you still playing some now, just with your sister? Or
I don't. She got married and moved away, so we don't get together all that often.
All right.
Just at family things is the only time we get to get together and make music very much.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit. We had a little bit of a talk about your guitar when you first came in. Tell me a little bit about it and kind of how you got a hold of it. It's a Martin D35. All right.
Back when the boys were little guys, we started going up to Amarillo and around and doing music with some friends of ours, and they became very dear friends of ours. And a fellow that we played with, his name was Grady Sizemore, had this guitar. And Grady passed away a few years ago, and his widow, Joanne Sizemore, still lives in Amarillo, and she still comes to the music and everything. Well, she decided that her house was just too small for all Grady's guitars and things that he had. And so she decided to share them with others. And we were at a music get-together up in Amarillo, and Floyd Allen said, "Your mom's on the phone and she sounds a little bit excited. Maybe you better get down to the room." And so, boy, here I went, tore down there. And when I opened the door, well, there Daddy stood with his guitar. And Joe was sitting there. And he had bought this guitar from Joe. And he graciously has let me keep it at my house and play it all this time.
Any other members of your family have eyes on that guitar that maybe you think...
You noticed I hugged it a little bit tighter as I was talking.
Kind of heard a rumor that maybe the rest of the kids get the house and the cars and stuff, and this one standing behind you says, "I get the Martin." So,
well, I don't know. We may have to go see a lawyer about all this stuff one of these days.
That's where those big family fights start, you know.
Say that more people fuss over things like this that are sentimental. They'll fuss more than that over, they will, over property or money or anything else like that.
Well, we want to hear another song. What do you have on your... See, she's a good guest. I do other country music celebrities from the area, and they don't have notes. But
I can't survive without my notes.
Cheryl comes in here with notes.
And I'm playing little snippets of everything because I don't want everybody to get bored with me. The first song I ever sang in public, I was 6 years old, and I decided that I was going to be in a talent show in Chico, Texas. And Mother said, "If you'll learn the song, you can be in the talent show. If you don't learn the song, it's a no-go." So I surprised her and I learned this song. Mr. Farron Young, he was one of my heroes as well. "Oh, how I'd love to be around you when the lonely nights surround you. How I'd love to be alone with you. If I only had the power to read your mind 1 hour, how I'd love to be alone with you. Just to be with you one night, you and me alone. Kiss your lips and hold you tight, have you for my own. It would be a joy unending, could be a real beginning. How I'd love to be alone with you. Oh, how I'd love to be around you when the lonely nights surround you. Won't you let me be alone with you? If I only knew for certain, I'd cut out all my flirting. How I'd love to be alone with you. Just to be with you one night, you and me alone. Kiss your lips and hold you tight, have you for my own. Won't you try to be my baby just once and then, well, maybe I could always be alone with you. Oh, I could always be alone with you."
Now you got me curious. You're 6 years old, and this is the song you pick out to do.
Yes, so, all because I love Farron Young.
All right.
But there was a ton of them. There was a ton of them that I loved.
So your family mostly have radio, or did you have like LP?
We did. We had a lot of vinyl. I can remember listening to Johnny Cash. And I'd give anything if we had that Johnny Cash Sun record back.
Oh, yeah.
And Jim Reeves and Marty Robbins, you know, the Gunfighter Ballads, where it was that hot pink cover, and he was dressed up like a cowboy. Mm. And there was just so many of them. And then the girl singers as well that were.
Do you remember when you were that little, how long it took you to get that song down to do the talent show?
I don't. I worked on it really hard because I really wanted to be in that. In the talent show, and I got up there that night, and there was a band up there, and of course, I couldn't tell them what key I did it in or anything. I should feel sorry for them, but I started singing, and they didn't play, so I just stopped, and I turned around, and I said, "Well, y'all play." And my goodness, if they hadn't figured out what chord I was in, it didn't matter. They started playing.
Hey, you did a song the other night when we were at the nursing home that Bill Mack wrote. And yes. This is probably not in your notes, but this is a cool song. And it's a gospel song Bill wrote. The name of it is...
Clinging to a Saving Hand.
Clinging to a Saving Hand. Yes. Can you do some of that one for me?
You know what? I sure can. Whatever key this is.
She does that kind of like she did the band. She's like, are y'all going to play?
Are y'all going to play?
Sorry, I interrupted you.
Sing me a song of praise and glory, and help this wandering child understand that when I close my eyes in sleep eternal, I'll be clinging to a saving hand. Sing me about the Rock of Ages, and sing to me eternity so sweet, so that when I take my last breath of life, I'll awaken at my Savior's feet. You to sing to me about Paul and Matthew, and sing to me our dear Savior's birth, and tell about the trials and tribulations while he walked upon this heathen earth. Sing me a song of praise and glory, and help this wandering child understand that when I close my eyes in sleep eternal, I'll be clinging to a saving hand. Oh, I'll be clinging to a saving hand.
The song we just listened to was Clinging to a Saving Hand by Bill Mack. So, Bill, I just will say, has been really good to us. Sent us a lot of his material that he's used on XM and other radio stations and whatever. So anyway, it's always fun to get a little Bill Mack on the air with your mama singing. So tell me where you want to go from here, Cheryl.
Well, since JW is here, and even if he wasn't, we'll talk a little bit about when they were kiddos. How about that?
So just in case somebody's listening and they don't know these guys, just in case somebody who's listening doesn't know, JW and Jimmy have a band called JW Lane and County Road X, and Jimmy is your bass player, and JW is the, I guess you'd call it, what'd you call you, the front man? All right. You also have a couple of Nick Gaines and Caleb Gaines, and is that it? We got everybody covered?
That's all of us.
So you guys play all over. So some people may not know him, so anyway. You're his mom, but take us back to when these guys were growing up and a little bit about that time period.
Hear my side of the story about these guys. Jimmy is the oldest. He was born in 1986, and then JW came along in 1988. I'll let y'all do the math. But it came apparent when they were just little bitty guys that they got the music bug from both sides of the family, really. And they would run around the house, and immediately we had to get them little guitars, and they'd run around and they'd watch our Garth Brooks and Travis Tritt videos and just run around the living room like little wild children. And when they got a little bit older, well, JW decided he was going to put on shows in the living room, and we'd get out the Christmas lights at his insistence, and we'd bring them all around the living room so he'd have lights. And then he commandeered his sister's light bright that she had gotten for Christmas, and then he asked for his own light bright, and he set those up so he had stage lights. It was just for the lights. He didn't care about anything except for the lighting in the light brights. That was pretty awesome. But then when they got a little bit older, well, Jimmy started asking me to show him some chords on the guitar. And JW was pretty active and rambunctious even back then. I mean, it was hard to get this kid to sit still. And it didn't take me long to show Jimmy Allen everything that I knew on a guitar. I mean, 5 minutes tops. And he started practicing, and he took off with it. Well, JW, when he heard his brother making songs, being able to play songs, well, he thought, well, that's pretty cool. So then he picked it up, and then the rest is kind of history with those guys. And they just started playing, and it wasn't long till we got a gig in Mobile, Texas. Cowboy Oasis. How old were you, son, when we started doing that? He didn't have driver's license yet.
I was 14.
There. And we'd play on Friday nights for supper and put out the tip jar out there. And that was a pretty cool gig.
Yeah.
And then these guys just went from there. But when Jimmy asked me to show him some chords on a guitar, I did the same thing with Floyd. Back when we first got married, he learned a few chords. Don't let him fool you. He knows a little bit.
You think we can get him on later?
We can, whether he wants to or not, because we got him recorded on this CD right here. Oh, my goodness. But this is a song that I always started the kids out with, and you remember it, and it's nice and short, so. Darling, let's turn back the years and go back to yesterday. Let's pretend the time has stopped and I didn't go away. We had our love to make us happy, and it wasn't meant to bring us tears. A love like ours should never die. So darling, let's turn back the years.
All right, well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. We've got Cheryl Lane in the studio with us. JW's hanging out along with Floyd. Hadn't heard a lot out of Floyd. He's kind of been sitting over in the... You got a song on this CD that's got him on there?
It's an old Marty Robbins tune.
I'm going to listen to that, and then we'll come back and visit some more. The Hand You're Holding Down, this was a Marty Robbins hit, but now it's Cheryl and Floyd. So we'll listen to that, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
The hand you're holding. first rose. It's reaching now for one last dying ember in a love that is swiftly growing cold. But if you don't want me, I won't try to keep you. If there's just the slightest chance you may be wrong, until you're sure, I hope you'll never let go of the hand that you've been holding for so long. Did God mean I could keep you for a lifetime? Or did he mean for just a year or two? Well, if it's meant that I should have to let go, then what's this fool who loves you gonna do? But if you don't want me, I won't try to keep you. If there's just the slightest chance you may be wrong, until you're sure, I hope you'll never let go of the hand that you've been holding for so long. Until you're sure, I hope you'll never let go of the hand that you've been holding for so long.
Well, that song we just listened to was called The Hand You're Holding Now, and that was Cheryl and Floyd Lane. Floyd, I wish you were over here by the mic, because always everybody's like, Alan and Floyd and Alan and Floyd, and I'm like, and then Cheryl said Alan Floyd or something like Floyd, Floyd Allen. So which one is it?
Well, it depends on where you're at. So.
And who you are.
All the guys at work called me Floyd. You know, we'd moved from Raiden, Oklahoma to Allison when I was in the fifth grade, and everybody at Raiden called me Alan. When we got to Allison, I was Floyd from then on.
I always thought you were Floyd, and then I got, yeah. I was friends with you on Facebook. I was like, nope, it's Alan. So
that's the story.
All right. So how long have you been doing the road stuff for our old buddy J.W. Lane and County Road X?
I'm going to guess probably about 14 years.
So you started at Cowboy Oasis when guys were doing it over there.
Yeah.
What kind of music? What kind of system did you have over there?
Well, it wasn't much to it really. It's a little custom sound system, probably 100 watt.
It was 100 watt.
Yeah. With no monitors, so that's the way we started there. Yeah.
So I bet it's been a lot of fun over the years.
It has been a blast
going with these guys and doing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We've had a great time doing this.
So you've been everywhere from Albuquerque to Oklahoma City to South Texas to
Yes, sir.
J.W. told me his first gig was at a county fair, like big-time gig in New Mexico. Was it?
Santa Fe.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
How'd you get them booked on that?
They called us.
Oh, they did?
Yes. J.W., and he may be the only one, I'll toot your horn for you, son. I think probably if the FFA folks would go back in their history books, J.W. is probably the only kid that ever made it to the state talent competition all 4 years of high school.
I know I didn't, so that we eliminated one of them. But
I was talking to a guy from down south somewhere, a big coordinator one time, and he said, you know, George Strait was in the talent competition one time. And I said, that's great. Jay's been there all 4 years. I couldn't help myself.
You can pull that mic up there where you can.
And here we are, me and George on the same level.
Same radio. Hey, we play J.W. Lane, and we play George on the
dollars playing music.
And that is the coolest, you know it. And thank you so much, because that is great. It is great to have the classic country music, but it is also pretty darn cool when you turn on your radio and you hear Don Williams, and then you hear J.W. Lane in County Road X, or George Strait, and then you hear J.W. Lane in County Road X.
And then you get Johnny Grayson in there every now and then. So
it's pretty awesome.
You want to mention anything about Johnny while we're on the air? Or?
Do you know that Johnny Grayson married us?
I know this story.
Did you?
Because Johnny and I are pretty good friends.
Yes. He married us when we married there in Allison. He was the guy that officiated our wedding. I asked him a few years ago, I said, Johnny, who all have you married in all these years? And he said, y'all are the only ones. And I said, you've got 100% success rate right here.
So when was that?
In 1984.
So, I think that's, I'd probably retire if I had somebody that stayed together all that time.
I just sing these little songs on his album, and he says he could have been a preacher, and he thought once that he was called to be a teacher. That's pretty much stems from that era of his life.
Right.
And marrying mom and dad. So,
well, I will say Johnny's been a good friend to me, and other than politics, we agree on most everything. There. So,
I'm going to tell y'all, I do have some more neat little stories here.
All right.
Can I stick them in there?
We need to get some of these in
okay.
there.
Okay. When my daddy, back to my daddy, my hero, he told me about when Hank Williams passed away. He said he was over in Korea. And that day he had to go get his hair cut, and he was sitting there in the barber chair, and he felt water on him, and that was kind of creepy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He turned around, and the barber just had tears just streaming down his face, and he said, man, what in the world is wrong with you? And the barber said, Hank Williams died.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that was his memory of when Hank passed away. And there's so many of them we can remember right where we were when our legends went away.
Right. Well, Cheryl, I hear you and your family are related to Waylon Jennings, and I kind of wanted to get a little background on some of that. Can you share a little bit of that with us?
Oh, I sure can. My great-grandmother and Waylon's grandfather were brother and sister. So we saw Waylon from time to time when he'd visit Arizona. And then we didn't have any more connection to him until we came back to Texas, and we went down to Littlefield and visited with Waylon's mom, Lorene, in Littlefield. And she was a very sweet lady. Waylon had a son, Buddy Jennings. He still has Buddy Jennings.
Still has
lives in Nashville. We got to know Buddy when he was around college age, and we loaded up one day, all of us girls, and we were going to go to South Plains College and visit. They have great music program.
Yeah, they do.
And Wanda was going to go down there to school. And we stopped by to visit with Waylon's mom in Littlefield. And Buddy was there. And Buddy was hanging out and just not really doing a whole lot. When we got to know Buddy, he always kidded around about, if you really need money, what you should do is you should go just kidnap Shooter. At the time, Shooter was just a little guy. He'd say, kidnap Shooter, because the old man would pay a lot of money to get Shooter back. He didn't finish by saying, don't bother with me. He wouldn't give 2 cents for me. But anyway,
that's kind of the
gist that you got from that. Well, my mom decided that Buddy just needed to do something useful with his life. So she talked him into going to South Plains College with us and just talking to him down there about the music program. And Miss Lorene, she didn't like that. I guess he had told that kidnapped Shooter story just one too many times in front of her. She didn't like it when we carted Buddy off, but we did. And actually, Buddy came after that and hung out around Allison for a while and stayed with my folks.
From what I understand, though, that was pretty positive for him.
It was. I think that he took the knowledge that he got down at South Plains, and it has done well for him.
Yeah.
So
that's a pretty cool story. So, JW and I had a conversation about all that a while back, so I wanted to make sure we got that in.
And one cool thing that I remember on one of our little forays to visit relatives down around Throckmorton, Buddy realized Susanna Theodosia Jennings was my great-grandmother's name. She married Robert Emmett Lilly. Subsequently, we're also kin to Bob Lilly, the former football player for the Dallas Cowboys.
Now I got a crush, Bob Lilly. I had his face mask on my helmet in the eighth grade. Bob Lilly face mask, which was
all right.
Classic JW. I mean, go back and check out my picture.
What is really cool, and I thought that was really awesome too, that Buddy was like, "You got to be kidding me. Y'all are kin to Bob Lilly?"
That's the way I'd be.
Yeah. But, I mean, it doesn't matter that I have, like, the most famous dad on the planet. Y'all are kin to Bob Lilly.
Wow. I'd be the same way. I'd be like, I could have been JFK's son, and I was like, "You're kin to Bob Lilly?" Because I'm a Cowboys fan from the good old days, back when... When they had the good guys, yeah, so, and the coach, yeah. You got some more notes there, and I want to hear another song or two, so don't be all shy. Right. Don't get shy on me.
Okay. Well, I tell you, I said I didn't have much songwriting talent, and I don't. Everyone else in the family took it away from me, I suppose. But I can change songs around, as I said, to make them more gender friendly to me. If they're a guy song, I'll usually change them up. And then if they're too short, well, I'll add to them. So I'll play a little bit of a couple of them that I changed up a little bit. JW, you'll have to help me a lot on this one. And here we go again with how I like to start a song. Well, if my man and I are fussing, that's all right. And that fella bought a license to fight. Mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, you won't be minding mine. Well, the neighbor down the street is a nosy thing. Sees the car in my drive and it's a ring, ring, ring. Mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, you won't be minding mine. Go, son. Got a good man and I'm living high, but all the gals in this county try to catch his eye. Mind your own business. Girls, mind your own business. You'd best mind your business. You can bet that I'm minding mine. And if I want a honky-tonk around a 203, well, honey, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Mind your own business. Just mind your own business. If you mind your business, you won't be minding mine. Well, I tell a few things that may not be true, but I'll get to heaven just as easy as you, cause I mind my own business. You should mind your own business. If you mind your business, you won't sin minding mine. Minding other folks' business seems to be high tone, but I got enough to do minding my own. Mind your own business. Just mind your own business. If you mind your business, you won't be minding mine. Honey, if you mind your business, you'll be busy all the time. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was good. The program's Lyrics and Legends. We've been visiting with Cheryl Lane. We're kind of getting towards the end, so we got to get all this stuff in here. You got anything else you want to share before?
All right. I do want to do one more little song for you.
All right.
This is one of the ones I decided was a little too short. Miss Patsy Cline had this out, and it's another fun little song. But I decided that I didn't want to just repeat the same first chorus and verse over again, so I kind of added to it.
Fixed
so
it.
Here we go. I fixed it. Down in Dallas, near the palace, I met a boy, he was so cute. We did some hugging and some kissing as we sat in his little red coupe. He said, tell me confidentially, how much do you love me? Well, I thought a while and then I smiled, and this is what I told him, don't you see? I love you, honey, I love your money. Oh, I love your automobile. I love you, baby, I don't mean maybe. Why, you're the sweetest thing on wheels. I love you kissing, I wouldn't miss it. And that's just the way that I feel. I love you, honey, I love your money. Most of all, I love your automobile. A Corvette I never will forget. I really thought he was the one. And a Mustang down in Abilene, but we were only in it for fun. My thoughts bring to me sweet little memories of happy bygone days. I hope they think of me and smile when they see how I used to wink at them and say, I love you, honey, I love your money. Oh, I love your automobile. I love you, baby, I don't mean maybe. Why, you're the sweetest thing on wheels. I love you kissing, I wouldn't miss it. And that's just the way that I feel. I love you, honey, I love your money. Most of all, I love your automobile. I really love your automobile. Oh, yeah.
All
right. Yeah. And that's an appropriate song to sing to Gary Ware, is it not?
That is, yeah. Good old car song. You can't beat that. That's perfect.
All right.
Perfect. I love that. So. Hey, we're in the studio with Cheryl Lane. We got a little more time. We probably could get another one in here. Do you have anything else you got on you? Anything you want to share, or a song, or a story, or?
You know what? I've always, since I was a little girl, I remember on this all the shows that I got to see, and I got to see a lot. After we moved to Arizona, we saw stars. Mother and Daddy would take us over to the Coliseum in Phoenix, and we saw a lot of shows out there. But my ones that stuck with me the most were the classy acts that would always end their show with a gospel song.
Yeah.
And I loved that. And so if it is getting close to the end of our time here together, there is a gospel song, because I've got to give a huge shout out to my husband's side of the family, who's incredibly talented. And my mother-in-law, it was awesome, awesome singer. And so I'd like to try to do one and dedicate it to her.
All right. So tell everybody who your mother-in-law is. So.
Nadine Lane.
Nadine Lane. All right.
Yes, the inventor of the famous Granny Burger over in Allison, Texas back in the day, and also a fantastic vocalist.
All right.
Oh,
white oak on the hill and help me to live in your almighty will. Help me on my journey, I can't do this on my own. And give me the strength to straighten up and go on. There's a white oak on the hill near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. It stands straight and true on that windy spur alone. And when the cold wind blows, its roots ain't bending on. But when the storm is past, it straightens up and goes on. So Lord, let me be like that white oak on the hill and help me to live in your almighty will. Help me on my journey, I can't do this on my own. And give me the strength to straighten up and go. Life sometimes get me down, and when I look for my friends, they're not always around. But the good Lord seems to say, child, get up and do my will, and always remember that old white oak on the hill. Lord, let me be like that white oak on the hill and help me to live in your almighty will. Help me on my journey, I can't do this on my own. And give me the strength to straighten up and go on. Yes, give me the strength to straighten up and go on.
Oh, I like that. Get that little twang in there. That was JW playing guitar with his mama Cheryl here. JW's got a song he wrote called Calmer Waters and Brighter Days. Tell me what you think about that.
I fell in love with this song. The second that he opened his mouth and started singing it, it was so awesome. I don't think it's any secret that things aren't always just great times and rainbows and everything in any of our lives. And JW took the situation and the time in his life that was pretty bleak there for a while, and he did something very positive with it, and I'm so proud of
that. You think we can talk him into playing that for us, maybe?
Can we, son?
Sure.
All right.
If I must.
Calmer Waters, Brighter Days. That's
the title.
All right. You want to say anything about it?
Well, I spent some time out of work. I didn't have a full-time job. Touring wasn't really great. So I just had to do whatever I could to get by. And this song is pretty much about that. So.
All right.
Here we go.
Somewhere there's a lost soul out searching, wandering aimless through the night, looking for that special someone to guide their broken heart to the light. Somewhere there's a ship out on the water, tossed and broken by the waves, and a crew of fearless men just hoping for calmer waters and brighter days. Somewhere there's a woman at a kitchen table who's losing a game but who's keeping score. She prays to you to please please come help her to keep the wolves behind the door. And God, in my heart, I know you'll always hear my prayers. There's a whole lot in line ahead of me, so I'll just keep it simple. Watch over my loved ones and those who fight to keep us free. Be with the believers who need your help right now, and help those lost to find the way. And me, I'm just a sinner, but hear me when I pray for calm. Where there's a man and he's out wandering through those streets he calls home, closes his eyes and thinks of the old days when the cold wind chills him to the bone. He wonders if this world's forgotten the war he fought and the courage he showed. But he smiles when he remembers and feels the metal pinned to his coat. And God, in my heart, I know you'll always hear my prayer. There's a whole lot in line ahead of me, so I'll just keep it simple. As his one and only falls asleep, and he prays to you that she'll get better, but doesn't know if it can be. And God, I know you're really busy, and your daily orders are pretty tall, but when I look into their broken eyes, all my problems seem so small. And God, in my heart, I know you'll always hear my prayer. There's a whole lot in line ahead of me, so I'll just keep it simple. Watch over my loved ones and those who fight to keep us free. Be with the believers who need your help right now, and help those lost to find the way. And me, I'm just a sinner, but hear me when I pray for calm waters and brighter days. And me, I'm just a sinner.
It's a great song. Yeah. Cheryl, I think you did good raising this one. So
I have to brag on all three of them.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't have been any more blessed, and they turned out a whole lot better than I deserve, all thanks to their dad.
Well, there you go. He is a pretty good. He's kind of quiet, but he's a pretty good fella. I'm talking about JW's dad anyway. So I know we have appreciated you guys coming in and spending a little time with us. I know we tried to get this scheduled earlier, but it always seems to work out. It took JW and I a little while to get together, and when it all came together, it was all really good. So just I think that's what's happened tonight. We hit it on the right night, and we're glad you guys came over and brought old Floyd with you. So do you book any shows, or you do anything, or is it all just kind of...
Everything I do mostly is for fun nowadays. But if anyone should want to pick and grin and have some fun, I'm sure up for that. Well, I do, on my bucket list, I do have that I want to get all my mom's songs and get them recorded and get them on a really, really good CD for her, because they are great songs, and I do want to get them recorded and have that for our family.
Project. Yeah,
and I think it'll be a real treasure.
You know, we've had some other people that their motivation was really similar, that they didn't necessarily want to do it just so they could have a CD, but to have all those memories stored for those generations is something that, yeah, that'd be really hard to replace. I love that idea. That'd be great.
Yes, there was a lot of the songs that came really easily to us, some that didn't come quite so easily, but I think we can get us a pretty good little project there if we do that.
All right. So the best way to get a hold of you would be on Facebook. All right.
Yes.
JW's giving me the Facebook hand sign.
Cheryl Love Lane.
Cheryl Love Lane. Mm-hmm. Look for JW Lane and say, "Who's your mama?"
Who's your mama?
We really appreciate you guys coming over. I want to thank you for taking time to be with us tonight and share a little bit about where you came from and the music. Oh, this is the kind of stuff we love.
Thank you for the opportunity, because it's been great.
You know, this, all the big stuff coming out of the big cities doesn't hold a candle to local talent, in my opinion.
I agree.
So,
totally 100%.
It's an honor to have you guys in, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again real soon.
Awesome.
Thanks.
This has been another edition of
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time, here on Legends 92.9.